Today's message title is Be Made Alive Through Christ. Good morning. First, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. I've been on sabbatical for 3 months since April, and I've been back since July, and I've been going to Kirakira service for lunch message since July 1st. It was my first lunch at Kirakira service in 3 months, and it was their popular dish of braised flounder. It was the first time I had it in a long time, and the broth seemed to soak into my body. It was so delicious. I often ran from the office on the first floor to the welfare hall. But after a long time, I felt like my body was getting louder. I realized that I was able to refresh my mind and body after taking a vacation. I was able to spend a fulfilling 3 months reflecting on the blessings that God has given me so far. I thought a lot about what I would do on my sabbatical leave. First of all, I thought about how would I spend my time reading the Bible and praying, and how I would like to study something related to welfare as a welfare director. In addition to that, I wanted to tidy up my messy house and spend more time with my family. I may not be able to say that I was able to spend the 3 months as planned because I tended to be lazy, but I was able to not only refresh my mind and body, but also study a little, refresh my house, and cherish the time with my family. It is said that most of the cells in the body are replaced in 3 months. And I felt as if my body has been renewed. The Bible also talks about being renewed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. What is old is made new. It's a good feeling to be new, and it makes us feel happy and joyful. In my house, I have renewed some things. First, as it is the spring planting season, I repotted my house plants into larger pots. I took them out of their old pots, threw away the old soil, and remove the rotten roots if there are any. Then I moved it to a new pot, filled it with new soil, and finally poured in plenty of water. The houseplant seemed to be pleased with the result. Another thing is the washing machine. Our washing machine was one that my wife had been using since she was single, and it had been given to her by acquaintance. So it was very old machine. Even so, we took good care of it, but the washing machine had been noticeably dirty. We decided it was time for a change. So we took the plunge and got new washing machine to commemorate of our 5th wedding anniversary. As the minister in charge of laundry, I am very happy to be using new washing machine. The sound of water splashing from the latest washing machine is also very beautiful and impressive. When I listen to the sound of the washing machine, I feel as if my mind is being washed while doing the laundry. As you can see, it feels good and joyful to have something new. Have you ever had the experience of renewing something that was outdated and felt good about it? In the church, the personage is being rebuilt and the wall of the chapel have just been beautifully painted. Some of you, like me, may have recently bought new home appliance. How about the things you use around you? Or new smartphone? By the way, I'm still using a cell phone, so I'm wondering when I should change to a smartphone. Many of the users of the Kirakira service have also changed to smartphones, so I'm thinking of asking them about it. When we think of making something new or renewed, we tend to think of making certain things new or renewing the environment around us. But in the Bible, we are told He is a new creation. The Bible says He is a new creature, not a thing, but a new person. We are amazed at the Bible's words that a person is made new. Rather than just being made new on a cellular level, Jesus also talks about being born again. Here is an exchange between Jesus and a man named Nicodemus. John chapter 3 verse 1 through 7. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you were doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Nicodemus was surprised when he heard Jesus say, "Man must be born again. How can a person be born again in his mother's womb? How is it impossible to be born again? How is that even possible? What does it mean to be born anew, even in old age?" Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was surprised, "He who is born of the flesh is flesh, but who is born of spirit is spirit." Jesus tells us that we are not only born a mother, but we also experience being born again of the Spirit. And Jesus said, "You must be born again." Jesus said, "Do not wonder that I told you that you must be born again." And said, "Do not be surprised that you are born again." It may sound strange, but it is something that actually happens through the work of Spirit. It may seem strange, but it is something that has actually happened in my own life. 15 years ago, I was led to a church in Yokosuka, and my life had changed since then. There were amazing encounters and amazing guidance. There was definitely a work of Spirit in my life. Along with the work of the Spirit, there were people in the church who kept inviting me to church, and there were people who kept praying for me. I feel that God provided the environment for all of this. Not only was I led into the fellowship of the church, but I was also told about my unbelief and sinfulness through the words of the Bible and through the fellowship with the Christians in the church. At first, it was hard for me to admit my sins, and I kept refusing to be born again, saying that I was fine with my old self. However, through the prayers of the church and the guidance of the Spirit, I finally admitted my past sins, accepted the forgiveness of the cross, and was filled with the love of Jesus, and I was born again. I was led to a new life where I knew God's love and was kept alive by His love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 9. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might not be loved through Him. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. There is a new life that is given by Jesus. The life that comes from the mother's womb is accompanied by the love of family, and the new life that comes through the cross of Jesus comes with the love of God. This is where love is found. As they say, "I had only known human love before, but now I knew God's love." During my sabbatical, I cleaned up my room and refreshed my surroundings. Not only that, but it also gave me opportunity to reflect on my past and confirm the fact that I am a person who was being renewed by the Spirit, and that I am alive as a new creation in Christ at this time. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. These words are Paul's words. Paul himself was a man who accepted Jesus Christ under the guidance of the Spirit and was completely born again. Before he was born again, Paul had captured and persecuted Christians who believed in Jesus. However, in the midst of that persecution, he met Jesus, accepted him, and was born again. Paul himself was moved. He said, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." Paul, a sinful man who persecuted Christians and was hostile to Jesus Christ, he is forgiven and loved by Jesus. Paul is given new life and is made alive in the amazing forgiveness and love of Jesus. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. These are Paul's words, but they are also my confession of faith. I can only be grateful and receive the great love and grace of Jesus as I took back on how I have worked selfishly without knowing him, and how I, a sinner, have been led by the Spirit to be forgiven of my sins and made alive to new life because of his mercy and great love. Knowing God's great love, Paul wrote the love chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The last verse of the chapter says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." And first verse of chapter 14, follow the way of love. In other translation, pursue love. These are the words of Paul, who was born again after knowing the love of God. Pursue love. The word pursue also means to seize. These are the words of Paul, who was trying so hard to persecute Christians that he captured them. Paul did not know how to love others, and he was intent on capturing them. He was born again, taught how to love, and changed his life to one that was intent on pursuing love. Before I was born again, I myself didn't know about God, who created this world, didn't know about the cross of Jesus, and I was selfish, self-centered, and pursued only my own interests. But now that I am born again, I know the love of God, and I am led to pursue it, pursue love. The criterion that this distinguishes whether we are living as a new person is whether we are living by the love of Christ. To live by love means to leave the old life of selfishness behind and live new life of loving God and loving others. Last week, July 7th, was Tanabata Day. At Kira Kira service, we had Tanabata Somen. It seems that Somen represents the threat of the waving of Orihime, or threat that connect to Orihime and Hikoboshi. The atmosphere was a little romantic as everyone enjoyed the somen noodle. Although it was not a Tanabata somen, God's love is the love that connects God and people, the love that connects people and people. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. The new creations were the not the church of love. And the fellowship of God's family, of our church, is fellowship bound together by love. This love is special and mysterious thing, amazing thing. I think the warmth I felt when I went to church for the first time, which I had never experienced before, I was because of this love overflowing in the church. There were young men who welcomed me with joy. There were people who became like fathers and mothers to me. And now the people of Megumi Church are my family, united by love. 15 years ago, I was led to church by myself, but I was added to God's family in Yokosuka Church. And 6 years ago, I was added to God's family in Megumi Church, and I was given a wife and daughter. I am experiencing the richness of God's love. During my sabbatical, I was able to return to my parents' house in Yokosuka for the first time in a long time. I didn't go back last year, so it was my first visit in 2 years. I took my wife and daughter, who were given to me at Megumi Church, back with me. I think that my family, who had been worried about me becoming a Christian, is now happy. I hope that I can continue to testify to God's blessings while having good time at my parents' house in Yokosuka for the first time in 2 years. I was also concerned about each and every member of God's family at Kirakirakai, whom I don't get to see very often. After returning to Jura, I wrote a letter to them. Of course, there is my parents' house in Yokosuka, but there is also my God family that I cared about, even if I cannot see them easily. There are many people around me who love me, and I am loved by many people. 15 years ago, I was all alone, but I am blessed with such a rich family of God. I am so glad that I became a Christian. I was born again and was given a loving family of God. My relationships have changed. The old me was self-centered, and even if I had friends, in the end, they were all about me. But Jesus taught me a new kind of love relationship. He taught us to respect, help, forgive, and love each other, not for ourselves, but for others, to serve them like a servant. John chapters 13, verse 14 through 15. Now that I, you Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. And verse 34, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. There is a new commandment given to the new man. There is a new work for the new creatures in Christ. The pursuit of love, to love one another, that is what it means to live together. I have a beautiful daughter. My little girl was just born, and she has grown up little by little and is now attending Mana Kindergarten with great energy. My wife and I have been working hard to raise her every day. When I see my daughter, I am filled with a complex feeling of she is so cute after all, and what a hard time she had. She had what a hard time I had. I have been living with my daughter every day. We have experienced many things. I've taken her to the hospital in the middle of the night. I've worried about her swallowing something that it came out in her poop. And of course, I've had many fun experiences. Through these daily walks with my daughter, I have been able to think about my one new life. In the same way that I have walked with my daughter, I look back and realize that I, as a new creation, have walked with Jesus every day until today. In the same way that my daughter was able to live this long because of her parents, I realize that I am able to walk in this way to this day because of Jesus. During my sabbatical, my daughter and I went to Mount Tsukuba with our family of three. It was the first time for my daughter. Likewise, it was the first time for us to go to Mount Tsukuba with our daughter. We always looked at Mount Tsukuba from the car and said, "That's Mount Tsukuba." Perhaps it was a strange experience for her to climb the mountain. We took the cable car and ropeway because it seemed too difficult to climb on foot. Even so, we climbed many large stairs and walked along the mountain path for about 20 minutes from the cable car station to the ropeway station. At first, we carefully avoided puddles, but halfway through, we happily walked into puddles and over large logs, and then we took a break at ropeway station. My daughter sat down in front of the store with big bowl of ice cream. After that, we properly sat on a bench and enjoyed the view and the sweet ice cream. Then we roped the ropeway down. The last fun part was the bus we took from Tsutsujigaoka. My daughter, who doesn't take the bus to preschool, always wanted to take the bus while watching the Mana bus, kindergarten's bus. Her dream came true, and she was able to ride a bus that was bigger than the Mana bus. I remember such fun trip to Mount Tsukuba. Naturally, it was an experience that my daughter alone could not have had. And for us, it was only because we had her. On her own, she wouldn't be able to ride the cable car, walk the mountain paths, eat ice cream, or ride the big bus. But I was able to experience it with my family. I'm sure my daughter thinks that with her parents, she can go to many places, do many things, buy ice cream, and have many other fun things. In the same way, I am reminded that the journey of my life, where I have been given a new life by Jesus and I am being kept alive, is also a journey that is led by Jesus because He is with me, the path that I cannot take alone. I can take if Jesus is with me. Jesus takes my hand and walk with me, even when the journey is as steep as a mountain path, And sometimes I can taste the grace that Jesus gives me, just like my daughter tastes the ice cream. Jesus is indeed the one who leads us. The disciples experienced this too. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. And disciples and Paul encountered Jesus Christ, and they were renewed, and got Spirit's power, and they were led to new way, new walk. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are Paul's words. He says that receiving new life, living with Jesus, and receiving the power of the Holy Spirit is full of hope. In reality, as was the case with the disciples, they sometimes met the persecution and experienced various difficulties and hardships, but Paul had hope. And we too, as new creation like the disciples and Paul, can live with hope. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. I am a new creation and have been read to this point. I have been given people to love and love, live with, to know the love of God and to love one another. And we have been walking with Jesus, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to walk with God, with exciting and trust Him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, your blessings. You died on the cross and you showed your love, your great love to us. And we thank you, we live as a new creation. Let us walk with you as new creation, with hope. And through our life, may we can show hope and love. Please fulfill us with Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.